kill that operator.
Blog Talk Radio.
Destination.
And welcome to Mega News Nation Tuesday night. My name is William Bernard with Fortress Braggus of Roosahootie. And I tell you what, this bipolar weather is getting stranger and stranger. So it's 80 degrees and right now it's down to about 70 and everything. So I got the window open and everything. So it's kind of like, But anyhow, I tell you what, today was a crazy day. There was a big gun battle up in New Jersey, and I was watching that on live feed on the news medias and everything, and we'll be talking about that here in a little bit and everything. Virgil Rosa, how y'all doing, brothers?
I'm doing well, man. The rain finally passed up here. The temperature dropped about 35 degrees. Got a nice fire burning in the fireplace. Right now I'm sitting out here on the patio in this nice north wind. And you are 100% correct. It was a friggin' zoo out there today, brother. Wow.
Let me tell you, and we were talking about this last night, were we not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything. And the odd thing is that when I heard about this, I was getting some information, other information different than the news, and Trump was supposed to have been down there today for a convention down there, and there, which is like three or four blocks away from where it was happening at. And how it unfolded was a cop spotted three U-Haul trucks at the cemetery. And he went in and they opened fire on the cop.
And, wow. Well, no, hey, Virgil, guess what I watched today? I got rained out till I was fishing through Prime Video, man. I found the Reliant. I watched it.
Oh, okay, because I got it coming to you. I sent it off yesterday.
I haven't watched it yet, so I'm waiting for it. So, but, you know, to top it all off, the way they were moving it around up there on the roof, because there was three on the ground, there was more up on the roof. And the way they were jumping on the roof, they looked like they were professionals. They were doing it military style.
It was a fucking hit squad. It was a fucking hit squad.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it.
They found pipe bombs, LEDs, all kinds of stuff.
Well, if Forest City, and I'm not bashing the police department, I'm just making a point here, okay? So don't get your panties in a wad out there. They weren't professional, because I guarantee you, if Forest City cops took them out, they were not professional.
I don't know, Virgil. Russell, the way they were moving around and everything, I mean, it was the way a man in the military would do it. That's well trained. They may have had
some training, but they didn't have enough.
Yeah,
that's what Russell was trying to say.
True. That's true. And everything, but they, from what I could tell, they look like Muslims.
Well, let's get to the very root of what we saw today, and whether anybody wants to admit it tonight or not, what we saw today was one of the first skirmishes, and what is coming. You can call it the Boogaloo, Second American Revolution, whatever you want to call it. Majority of America now knows how corrupt their government is, and there's a lot of people out there that's had enough. And like I said, it's going to take a lot of people. They're not going to move till somebody does, and it's going to take another incident, but what you saw there in, I think it was Jersey City today, was just a full-blown firefight between the boys and the bad guys.
Hey, that ain't nothing. Wait till it hits Virginia when them boys over there. They ain't gonna, that's nothing.
Oh, they done back down in Virginia.
Oh, did they?
They back down. Oh yeah, they putting a clause in that law. They putting a grandfather clause in it. They putting a grandfather clause in it. They wiggle their way out of it.
In other words, they got scared.
Well, I mean, that's still a major infringement on the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, it's still a major infringement, but they blinked. They
mm-hmm.
blinked.
Yeah,
you know. It's gonna all come out in the wash. Looks like you see Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana. Okay. He dissected the Joe Biden statement about the, oh, well, guess what? The son of a bitch was fired. They fired the son of a bitch, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Okay. What he pointed out was he played that video, and when Joe Biden said, you know, if the prosecutor's not fired, you're not going to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said to Joe Biden, you're not the president, you don't make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden said, call him. You see, he implicated Obama in that. So
mm-hmm.
now they're not only going to subpoena Adam Schiff, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Nadler, they're going to subpoena Obama.
Yeah, but I also saw Lynch's
okay.
name in there.
But,
they're
not going to. But don't get your hopes up. They're not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to show up to answer questions under oath. Nobody
mm-hmm.
is. Nobody involved in this is going to show up to
mm-hmm.
answer questions about this. And that's going to completely negate everything. They're going to kick it out of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that's pretty much.
After reading up on it and everything, I have to agree with you.
80% guarantee.
Mhm. Mhm. And also too, you know, I was reading Marco Rubio's little response that he's pushing for the red flag wall nationwide. He's already got a bill made out to send to the Senate. Gun hungry motherfuckers, I tell you that much. Excuse my language.
I don't know how that could stand up in the Supreme Court, so I guess we'll find out. I'm sure it's gonna go there. But This is what we're seeing is a full frontal assault on the Second Amendment, and
mm-hmm.
don't think we're immune to it here in Texas, because we're not, because our lieutenant governor and our governor both tried to slip some universal background stuff into a bill and got busted doing it here. When I say we're in trouble here in Texas, I don't mean we have anything to be afraid of, but it could go. I would not be surprised if it did go blue here eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be through fraud, though, brother. It's going to be through voter fraud.
Well, the thing is, you got all the people moving out of California into Texas. You got people moving out of California into Texas.
We probably have 5 or 6 million illegal aliens here in Texas.
Yep. They have driver's license now that can vote.
Yep. Exactly.
So, you know, like I said, voting.
Well, the one good thing about Louisiana is that even before this red flag shit became an issue, after Hurricane Katrina, when law enforcement was going in people's houses, confiscating weapons and all of that kind of shit, after that,
mm-hmm.
the legislature took action, and they can't do that anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have a law in the books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot confiscate anybody's weapons without due process of law in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore.
But, you know, people are stepping up. I mean, we're starting to see some of it. You know, it's kind of almost too late, but they're starting to step up a little bit and everything and stuff. But it's going to take more than that. It's going to take all you Americans out there to step up, you know, and everything. But you know, too, I was reading some comments from this one governor where he's saying, you know, you either register your guns or you get it taken away. It's like, well, how do you know who has what if they don't register their guns?
Yeah, California tried that bullshit with the 80% lower receivers. You know, they said, well, you can do them. You just have to get them serialized and you just have to register them with the state. Well, a bunch of people did that, trying to comply with the law. Well, next thing you know, the cops are showing up at the door. And taking their guns, have a court order to take their guns, you know, because they didn't have a firearms manufacturer's license from the state. And they tried to point out, you know, that that the present gun control acts make a provision that you can manufacture your own weapon. A citizen can manufacture their own weapon, provided it's not a Class 3 weapon. And it's for them and them alone. They can't sell it. They can't trade it away or anything. But
so the question is,
California being California, you know, they're not going to comply with it. I mean, they don't comply with the immigration laws. Why should they comply with the federal gun laws?
Right. Well, here's the thing. If they don't know you have it, don't go do it. Simple.
Well, you know, and you know, those people lost a lot of money building those. You know, those guns cost money to build, and those rifles and pistols cost money. And you know, when they lost out, you know, I'm pretty sure they built more, but they didn't register them, and it almost got to the point where there was a case where a guy was holding what was called build parties. He was showing people how to mill out receivers and everything else. And he had some warrants on him, and the ATF came down on him. And when it went to court, the judge was insinuating that a lower receiver for an AR-15 is not a firearm. So rather than let the judge make the ruling on that against the favor, because that would have been something really, really big in our favor. They offered the guy a plea bargain and pretty much gave him a slap on the wrist for all the other felony charges he had.
See, and that's how they did. That's like what our friend, or you know, the guy that we're helping up with there in New York. You know, they don't have any actual charges, they'll slap him down with something. You know, then he'll get out of jail. We were talking about that today. Yeah.
But Pelosi's trying to pull some slick shit, you know, jumping back to the impeachment bullshit. You know, all of a sudden, USMCA hit the floor and it passed and everything else. You know, she's trying to play the good guy now, and
of course, because this is
going up, down, and sideways, and like I said earlier, Joseph, when we were talking, you know, it's going to pass the House, but it's not going to pass by the majority that they want, because just like when they called for the investigation for the impeachment, half the son of a bitches wasn't there. They didn't even show me the vote.
Yeah, exactly. Me and my brother-in-law was talking about that today. You know, he was telling me that today when we were talking about it. And he lives up in Denver, you know, and he's like, you know, he says, can you name me some senators that you know that five senators, and I go, yeah, I can name you five senators that are probably vote for the impeachment. I go, Rubio, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul.
Mitch,
Ted Cruz.
McConnell's not in the
Lindsey Graham.
Mitch McConnell's not in the Congress. Mitch McConnell's not in the Congress.
Well, yeah, true. But Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, I still wouldn't trust him. But Lindsey Graham would be one of the other ones, you know. So, you know. But it's hard to say how this is going to turn out. But they're trying to get it done before Christmas so they can meet that deadline for the One World Order deadline, which is supposed to be.
Well, Mitt Romney is definitely going to vote for it. Mitt Romney, that sorry son of a bitch, he's going to vote for it. He's ate up with the rhino. He's ate up with the rhino.
Oh, because his corruption was exposed too, of course.
Romney, Murkowski, Collins. Maybe Cornyn, that's enough to stop it from being killed on a majority vote right there.
So, you know, but here's the thing is that after all this and everything, you know, I'm hearing, well, I saw another little note where Pelosi said that she's going to resign if he doesn't get impeached. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, it's got to go through the Senate Judiciary Committee first. It's got to go before they bring it on the Senate floor for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go to the Senate, pass the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's going to be where the battleground is really going to, where the battle's really going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be where the battle's going to take place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think after all this, you know, if he doesn't get impeached after all this, they all need to be on trial and impeached themselves because they're the ones that's obstructing. They're ones abusing the powers and everything else.
There's one thing we all need to keep. There's one thing we all need to keep in the back of our mind about the Senate now. I don't think we know Lindsey Graham doesn't want it to go to a Senate trial, and there's a lot of other ones there that this Burisma stuff comes out, they're going to be in really, really bad shape. So, Deep State has all kinds of leverage against those guys. I'm just telling you to be aware. And we can all name 4 or 5 senators right off the top of our head that would vote with Democrats. So,
plus also, Russell, we have to remember that there are several members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that are running on the Democratic ticket for President of the United States that have dropped out of the race in order to attend the Judiciary Committee, such as Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. It's going to be serious. It's going to be a back alley gutter fight. It's going to be a back alley fight. It ain't going to be nothing nice.
And I'm kind of already starting to see them turn on each other on this already.
Like I said, this is very, very dangerous times we find ourselves living in, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are actually witnessing an exposed silent coup going against a duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And you may not like him and stuff. You may love him. It really doesn't make any difference. What you better be paying attention to and aware here is that the government thinks they're all powerful and that we ain't nothing, and they're showing that to you. To your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even they even said, "You guys, we don't want you guys voting for Trump. You guys ain't smart enough. We need to stop you." They're coming
after
us. Well,
Obama said it a long time ago in a speech that he made before one of those foreign summits. Individuals are too narrow-minded to to make their own decisions. They need to surrender to an almighty, powerful sovereign.
Uh-huh.
You know?
The other ones I complain that fit that category would be the liberals. They're almighty and they can't think for themselves, you know?
Well, Bloomberg said it the best today in an interview. Okay, he said it the best. He said the reason Donald Trump, he said it flat out. He said the reason why Donald Trump is so strong, he said he has the ability to manage. He has the ability to manage. He came up with realistic solutions.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He said all of the other Democratic candidates are coming up with unrealistic solutions to problems that exist, and they're not going to work.
All except for that
and
one
so
in Hawaii. You got to keep your eye on her. Boy, I have to read on her.
She is. She's a sleeper. She's a sleeper.
Yep.
She is. She don't count her out yet.
Yep, I've been reading on her. I read up on her today, and oh my gosh, you guys better watch it. Virgil is 100% correct.
Yeah, she's still as left wing as they come. She just covers it well.
But I don't know. I mean,
the thing is, Russell, what makes her dangerous? What makes her dangerous? What makes her a potential sleeper and out of the blue contender? She doesn't cut off her nose to spite her face. She doesn't come out there and make just insane, stupid, come up with these asinine ideas of free this, free that, free, 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 free.
Mm-hmm.
You know. She doesn't put herself out on Front Street, and the rest of these assholes do.
Yeah, what she does.
I mean, come on, you're a senator. You've been a senator in Washington for what, 15, 20 years, and Trump is filling up stadiums, but you got to hold your presidential rallies in a bowling alley, and maybe 30 people show up. Come on. You know?
Right. Look at Trump now, bro. Trump right now is in PA, and I tell you what, I was watching that before we came on the show.
And that's your home, girl, doing that. That's your home girl doing that, Miss Pocahontas herself from Oklahoma, Baja, Arkansas. Boy, she's really giving your home state a good reputation.
I don't keep up with
she's
my
about
own.
As
I don't know.
She's about as good of a politician out of Oklahoma as people who drive automobiles in Oklahoma. Y'all are some of the worst fucking drivers I've ever seen in my life.
Apparently you ain't driven in New Mexico. I've had to pull over on the side of the road several times to keep from getting hit.
Shit. Every time I gotta drive through Oklahoma, I'm making novenas, and I ain't even fucking Catholic.
You must be driving through I-40.
I'll tell you what. Don't get you some of this Houston rush hour traffic.
Oh, I have, Russell. But I'm telling you, you go, especially if it starts raining or snowing in Oklahoma.
Yep.
Oh,
I buddy. I asked for Virgil on that one.
I mean, it's fucking bumper cars at Six Flags all the way down the turnpike.
Yep. Even just a tiny bit of snow on the ground, they panic. They don't know how to drive in it down there. Same thing here in New Mexico. You know, I laugh. I'm like, you know, I'm in my little station wagon that I have, and when it, you know, I'm just cruise right along with no problem. I was teaching my stepdaughter, how to drive in the snow just last week, because she's from Texas, and she's like, I don't know how to drive in the snow. I go, I'll teach you how to drive in the snow.
It does. It snowed both winters that I was working up in that area.
But it's Virgil's right. It's funny to watch people. I mean, you know, it's like when I first moved out here, you know, I've been in tornadoes. I survived two tornadoes, and the storms over here are bad, you know. When I moved out here, first time I moved out here, you know, it just made me a little lightning or something, and everybody was in panic. I'm like, what the hell are you guys in panic for? It was like, well, what do you do when you have severe weather? I go, shit, go to Oklahoma. I go, you want to see severe weather? I go, this is nothing. You know? But I tell you, you know, but I do. I laugh at people sometimes. But some people are dangerous out here, man. They, I don't know. It's like a couple times I've had to pull over the road because of a black Mustang. I was a young kid driving it. He's about almost ran into me several times coming home. Up here and everything, and you know, and it gets dangerous. It gets dangerous. So, but anyhow,
gotta watch how you say that, Joseph. Gotta watch how you say that. You know, you said a black Mustang. You know, you sound like it's the Mustang because it's black. You might get called a racist.
So. But, you know, when I have my granddaughter in my car with me and everything and stuff, you know, and somebody's trying to run me over because they're in a hurry, it's like, you know, I actually followed the guy home and chewed him out. This young kid.
Getting back to the main subject, you know, I mean, you know, we're all off in unknown territory now. I mean, this impeachment, you know, we may have a new wave of terrorist attacks coming. We may have hit squads. We possibly facing an attempted presidential assassination.
Well, that was today.
I mean,
that was the first round today.
You know, and I mean, it wasn't Trump that canceled. It was the secret. It was the Secret Service that canceled the rally in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
I mean, you know, when it comes to matters over presidential security, you know, the president only has so much power over that. I mean, that's the Secret Service's job for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say yes, it's yes. If they say no, it's no.
Yep.
And, you know.
Yep. Well, you know, I had a whole situation though. One officer.
I mean, it was
killed.
A good call. It was was a good call on the Secret Service's part. But you know, I mean, this IG report that has come out.
Yep.
These people, Joe Biden said he said it on camera. He's not going to comply with any subpoenas. So that's his something to hide. They wouldn't take any questions after the announcement of the articles of impeachment. Schiff or any of them wouldn't take any questions from the press.
Mm-hmm.
So
they had nothing to give.
You know, Schiff is not going to show up. He's not going to comply with the subpoena. So I don't think it's going to get past the. The Senate Judiciary Committee at all. I think it's going to die in committee.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole show is going to die in committee.
And then
the rodeo is going to start. Then the real rodeo is going to start.
Yep. Yeah, I see it coming. You know, that's why I keep saying, Virgil, it's an if. I don't know if 2020 election is going to come. Maybe. I should give it a 40% chance now. I dropped it down to 40% chance, maybe.
Well, you know, and that is not a terribly bad call because the variables are certainly in place that could cause that not to happen. That is for sure. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens because when this dies, the Democrats don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, You have Durham's investigation coming out in the next few months. They were talking late spring, early summer, which is right before the election.
But here's the thing, you know, is that they want to do this impeachment thing, have them out of office before Christmas. And it's like, that's going to blow up in their face. It'll blow up in their face. That's kind of what Virgil's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that. But I don't know, man. There's just so much going on out there right now that all need to be watching. Like I said, whatever that was in Jersey City, and I haven't seen any video or anything like that on it, so I'm not really that informed on it, other than what I heard on the news, and that
these guys are very well armed, that's for sure. Pipe bombs and everything.
Another thing we discussed last night was Russell, you know, and he keeps bringing it up, and it's a good issue to bring up, about why are we dealing with Saudi Arabia on things? And that question was answered today when I got to speaking to someone. Okay. See, Saudi Arabia sells oil on the dollar market, not the euro, not the yen, but the dollar market. And what that does is when if we keep them doing that, that makes the dollar stronger, and it can be used for in a better form for economic sanctions, plus not only but arms sales to Saudi Arabia, which they pay for in gold. So basically the value of our money is at the mercy of Saudi Arabia. So I had that explained to me today. You know, that's a scary note too.
Here's another one.
Hold on, Russell. What do you think about that, Russell?
I think that's pretty spot on. I mean, you gotta remember this whole thing started in 1931, but the big deal was, I think it was 1938, a little American company called Standard Oil Company, Mr. Rockefeller himself, were drilling in Saudi Arabia, well, what is now Saudi Arabia, and it was the Dammam well number 7. And it turned into a problem well, and they're fixing to give up on it. They go, just keep pushing deeper. And it was big, big well that came in there and stuff. And the Rockefellers and the royal Saudi family have been tied together for decades. All right. And Virgil's very right on that. And the big thing about the importance of keeping Saudi Arabia using the American dollar is our American dollar is being attacked everywhere because it is not based on nothing. It is nothing more than a promissory note. We went off the gold standard in 1973. Richard Milhouse Nixon pulled that one off. And we said it on this show several times over a few years for sure now. But the American dollar, the whole international banking system is a farce.
That money in your pocket is literally
worth nothing. It's not even worth the paper it's printed on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
because there's nothing backing it up.
And that's one of the reasons why Trump wants to switch to gold. The gold, you know, coin, like it was back, you know, the days and everything. And it's like,
well, at one time, after World War II, during the Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made it illegal for private citizens to own gold. You had to turn your gold, any gold you had to turn it into the government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, possession of gold, that was a bigger offense than if you possessed a kilo of heroin.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's true. What it boils down to is this whole, not just the American banking system, but the worldwide banking system is based nothing on more than on credit. Why do you think it became so important to take Omar Gaddafi out? You know, thank you, Obama and Hillary Clinton, on that deal. Why did he have to go all of a sudden? He wasn't causing any trouble.
That's right, like Saddam Hussein.
He was fixing to put the Libyan dollar, whatever they call it, on a gold standard. And it would have been a gold-backed currency. And the central bank could not have that kind of shit going on.
Exactly. Just like Saddam Hussein, he hoarded all the billions and billions of dollars, and he was fixing to put his oil on the Euro standard and then dump all that money back on the United States. He would have lost his ass off on it, but it would have threw the United States into an economic whirlwind.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have had a massive depression if he would have been successful on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his ass had to be taken out. That's why they took his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons of mass destruction, kiss my ass.
Well, they did. They kissed his ass goodbye. you know. But I tell you, man, this is...
You've got people all over the world standing up to their government, getting shot in the streets.
Look at Hong Kong.
Whether it's Hong Kong, Iraq, Iran right now, you've got it going on in France, Germany, Sweden. You know,
well, they're loading
those unspooled son of a bitches in Iran. They are stacking bodies. They are stacking bodies. They ain't taking hostages. They stacking bodies. The militant, hardcore military in Iran, they are shooting men, women, and children dead in the streets. Hello?
Okay. Yep. I can hear you now.
They are shooting men, women, and children dead in the streets, unarmed. They're not playing. China is too. So, these totalitarian, unspooled governments, you know, they're gonna stay in power no matter what, no matter if they gotta kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. But if they kill everybody, then who are they gonna control?
Well, they don't think that far ahead, Joseph. They're psychotic. They're nut jobs.
I had to throw it out there, Virgil. I mean, you know, who are they gonna control if they kill everybody? I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, it's not funny or anything, but, it's just like...
Well,
you know,
see,
really,
it's just like these progressive liberals with this free, 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 we want to be like Venezuela bullshit, okay? Mm-hmm. Eventually, if you kill off all your suppliers, all your workers, all your providers... okay, if you do away with them, okay, who's gonna supply you with food and fuel and goods and everything else?
And money.
I mean, that's why socialism only looks good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people that are too stupid to realize this.
Mm-hmm.
AOC, Bernie Sanders, Pocahontas, all of those idiots.
Well, look at California.
I mean,
California is becoming Venezuela.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not going to be long before New York is right behind it.
Yep, unless Derek gets in there, then I can change. You know, but that's a big F. I hope he does get in there. You know, and everything. But come on, you guys, liberals. You know, I said it today, Virgil. Well, you know, I was talking to some today, and I said, you know, you liberals, you just love to waddle in your old shit. You like to take people down.
You can't hold. You know, you can hope for the best, but expect the worst when it comes to Derek.
Yep.
Because you have to look. You have to look at what they're elected out of New York. Nadler, AOC, these other. Booker's New Jersey.
Right.
But same, you know, just a little bit different feel.
Look at California.
But you got to look at. And look at the governor they elected there. I mean, you can't rely on New York to be other than New York. They have a few good people in New York, a few fair-minded people, but they're outnumbered. They're outmanned and outgunned. They're behind enemy lines. You know. So the only thing you can do for them is pray for them, because, like Russell said, they're not going to vote it out and they're not going
to
lawsuit it out.
They're
stuck with what they got.
Yep, you have. Well, not unless they do the violence. You know, I'm not trying to promote it, but the only way you're going to get it out is through bloodshed. You know, but look at
California. You have that right now. I mean, in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, look at their criminal justice system. I mean. It's just, I mean, they lock violent criminals up every day. I mean, their court system is a revolving door. Just like California, just like Chicago.
And New Mexico is in the same boat right now. I mean,
crime
rate is so high right now, brother.
Oh, it's not criminal activity. It's social problems caused by white supremacy.
You know, that's what they're saying, but, you know, and the liberals think it's progress. Oh, don't kill them. Don't go out there and put them in prison.
Just let them go in the stores. Just let them go in the stores, and as long as they steal something under $950, it's okay.
Yeah.
We'll just write them a parking ticket.
Oh, over here? Over here, brother, me, you, and Russell, we can go out and rob a bank, and we could be out in about 24 hours to go do it again. That's how bad our system is over here. They just turned a murderer loose yesterday.
Well, I mean...
Look at the one that killed that little girl a couple years ago that hacker to death. They turned him loose.
Well, I kind of laugh. I have to kind of laugh now when anybody talks about the justice system, because obviously we do not have a justice system other than for us worker drones. And it's becoming painfully more obvious each and every day that these people are walking around free, that nothing is going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. So we don't. This isn't our country anymore. We've lost it.
On the justice system, in the local headlines where I live, Do you remember me discussing the husband wife child molestation porno ring that they had going with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's deputy and his wife, the school teacher?
Okay.
No, it's not hushed up. The deputy's attorney, the man's attorney, is now filing papers to get himself recused from the case. He don't want to mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to mess with defending this animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he stated that it would severely tarnish his reputation as a defense
mm-hmm.
attorney if mm-hmm. he did it. And they're going to allow him to recuse himself. So basically what's going to end up happening is this guy is going to have to get an attorney from clean outside the state of Louisiana, because nobody wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
I mean, the evidence.
I've got a friend that's a Louisiana State Police sex crimes investigator,
mm-hmm.
and he said he took a look at some of these pornos, this child pornography stuff, and he said, Virgil, he said it. I watched about 5 minutes of it, of one of them. He said I almost threw up all over myself. He said
mm-hmm.
you would not believe what they had them children doing. They were tying them up. They were tying them up. One 12-year-old girl, he sodomized. It's just terrible. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are for real deal. They transferred them. They had to transfer them out of the parish jails to the state prison system, to the protective custody units.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of the death threats, and one of the parents tried to purposely get arrested so they could get put in the jail cell with him so they could
mm-hmm.
kill him. So that's
mm-hmm.
why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
They had people purposely trying to get arrested to get in the jail to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a horrible case. I mean, the
mm-hmm.
things that they described to me, these are for real monsters. You know,
mm-hmm.
you hear stories about monsters, but these two were the for real deal.
Right. You know, I just feel bad for the kids. Look at the trauma they went through. Look at the PTSD now that they have to suffer through because of all that bullshit. They'll never recover from that. Maybe, you know, a lot of counseling, maybe, but look at all that damage you did to the poor kids, you know?
It's a sick world out there now, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a totally sick world. I mean, we have completely just not only lost but destroyed the moral compass of the American human being in this
mm-hmm.
country. I mean, it's...
Well, look at the sickos
that
are what they're doing to the kids up there in California now. Introducing them to that LGBT or whatever you want to call it. Teaching them all the sodomy and all that.
They're doing that all over the country. They're doing that all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
that's why I always said
it's a battleground. It's a morality battleground is what it
yeah.
is. I mean,
well, that's the reason
you know,
why
you
always
got to go. You got to go.
Why.
You got the governor of Illinois. You got the governor of Illinois supporting this full birth abortion shit now. And I mean, it's just all going to hell. It's just all going
yeah.
to hell. I mean, we need to start at the East Coast and work our way to the West Coast and just burn the whole fucker down and start over.
Yep. That's the reason why I always say Virgil and Russell, you know, that's why God always said in the Bible, pray for the children. And I think that's the reason why. You know, pray for the children. Like, you know, look what's going on now, what's going on with them.
I mean, we tracked the cover from that camp they had for trafficked kids out there in Arizona and all that. What they use these kids for. I mean, this is something that is systemic through this corrupt government. We have not only how they're corrupt, but they are some truly, truly sick, sick, sick people.
And the thing is, Russell,
right,
it's
now,
the higher ups.
Statement that you'll get me.
Yeah, it's the higher ups.
Right now, this is the statement that's going to get me into trouble.
Yeah. You got people in Congress doing this shit.
Hold on, Joseph. Let him finish.
Go ahead.
This cannot be fixed without completely removing the root of the problem or the cancer or whatever you want to call it. And that is going to take an absolute, complete, reset. Lobbying got to come to the end. These people have to be indicted, tried, and sentenced. There's no other way to fix it. It's not, this is what we get. And don't stop blaming just the Democrats. Look at what George Bush did.
Yep.
43, the Patriot.
Now, like you said, Russell, like you always said, look at yourself in the mirror and then slap yourself, because we allowed it to happen.
It's all comes down. It all comes down. It's a big jigsaw puzzle, and the pieces are falling together. Okay.
Yep.
You see the elites. You see the elites. They don't give a fuck if we shoot each other up every day. They don't give a flying fuck about these mass shootings or anybody getting shot with these guns. What they're afraid of is that these guns are going to be used to shoot them. That's why they want to get them out your hands.
Yep.
Because all of this is coming to light. All of this, this elite pedophile rings, the upper echelons with this, I mean, it's all getting exposed day by day. Day by day, ain't nothing going to be done about it. But, you know, on the official judicial level, but there is always the fucking chance of the straw breaking the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
And they know this.
Mm-hmm.
They know this. They know all it's going to take. All it's going to take is one, and I'm sorry to put it this way, but I don't know any way else to put it. All it's going to take is one idiot to give himself a cause and go off, and he's going to down some elitist, some important person in the spotlight, and boy, that's all it's going to take. That's all it's going to take. I mean, you know, in every battle, nobody knows who fires the first shot. But that first shot always starts a war. I mean, look at World War One. A pistol, a Mosin Nagant pistol, one of the most inaccurate fucking pistols that was ever made in the world, was used to kill the Archduke of Ferdinand. Boom. World War One started. One shot, one pistol, one man. And that started an entire world war.
And it happened before,
and it can happen again.
Well, I think it will happen. You know, if Trump wins or loses, or impeached or not impeached, we're going to see a blood war.
You see, a lot of people think, you know, World War One started between Great Britain and Germany. It did not. It started in what we know as Yugoslavia, which was broke up into several nations until after World War II. You know, that's where World War One started. Was in Yugoslavia. was not between Germany and England. Germany and England picked opposite sides in the feud, and then other sides picked, and then Germany, what got us into the war was Germany was holding secret talks with Mexico to invade the United States. They were going to give them military support to invade the United States from the south. So then President Woodrow Wilson got wind of this shit and declared war on Germany. That's what got us into the war.
And they were in the United States. When I was reading the histories on that, they, you know, some of the Germans were in the United States preparing for it.
What?
You know. But well, hey, I said, well, there were some Germans in the United States back then that were preparing, because there were, you know, there were some that were planted here and everything and stuff. But, you know, it's like we were saying earlier, you know, been saying on the show too, we got Bubba's planted here in the United States getting ready to declare war on us.
Like I said, it happened before, and it can happen again. And I'm thinking it's going to happen with the attempted assassination of President Trump. The attempted or successful assassination.
Yep.
You know, that's what I'm looking at right now. I mean, all of the signs are there.
Today. Had an attempt today that failed. So... You know, but hey, we got a few minutes. We're going to break. You guys want to continue or call it an early night? Or
I got to get up early in the morning. I'm gonna suggest, you know, I'm pretty sure Russell, you got to get up early.
Oh yeah, it's a work day.
Yeah.
Long run.
Yeah, I got to get up. Well, I got to get up and I got to bring Susan. Susan's got 3 doctor's appointments tomorrow. She's got to go get blood tests and everything done. She is going to have gallbladder surgery. She's going to have her gallbladder removed.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and close the show and come back on Thursday night and everything and then see what happens in the next 24 hours. See what else happens. See if another shootout comes up or whatever, you know. But anyway, we'll come back Thursday night. Y'all be careful and be safe. Virgil Russell, y'all be good out there. Yeah.
All righty.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty. Good night, America.